You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for another Thursday. Sorry, we are here to pray, and today we are dwelling on favor for divine protection. And we should remember that we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Now, from Psalm 5, verse 12, it reads that, "For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous, with favor will thou compass him as with a shield." We've read the scripture, Psalm 5, verse 12, over and over again at Glow Music. We prayed with it in various scenarios. And today, our first scripture is Psalm 91. That's under Psalm 5, verse 12. Our first supporting scripture, which is connected to our first prayer topic, is Psalm 91, verse 15, which reads that, "He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I'll be with him in trouble. I'll deliver him and honor him." This is a promise from God to every believer. And we have an access to this scripture. We ought to always keep it activated as a covering against any enemy attack. So we are praying that, "Lord, cover me from every attack of the enemy, even in this season." As we approach the new month, lift up your voice and begin to pray. Second prayer, Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 reads that, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." So the Lord clearly says that this is our heritage as believers. And he says, why is it so? Because of his righteousness. Our righteousness are not of ourselves. It's not of our doing, not of our good works or whichever works, no. But our righteousness is of him. That is to say that sometimes we feel that we are suffering consequences of some ill action that we may have taken. Even when we have repented, when we have asked for the Lord's mercy, we still feel that certain things happening in our lives are due to a certain action. But the Lord here says that, "In judgment thou shalt condemn." This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me. So their pardoning is of the Lord. It's because of his righteousness imputed upon us. That is why we are not to suffer anything that we should have faced the consequences of. Jesus Christ, because of him, it was nailed to the cross. So today we are praying that, "Lord, render every opposition powerless. Oppositions that come against us based on consequences, based on legal actions. Lord, today, because of your righteousness, render every opposition powerless. That which have chased some of our members for years, that which has plagued the minds of people for years. Lord, render any opposition against my life, against my helpers, render them, Lord, even powerless. Against my family, render them powerless. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Because of your righteousness, O Lord. Shabarabaya kabarabayande, yabarabayande, berebeya kabaraba, shabarabayande, berebeya keberebe, rababaya kabarabayande, berebeyande, bayando do 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 berebeya baraba, bayande berebeya baraba, rababaya kabarabayande, berebe, bayando do 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 berebeya kabaraba. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? We are praying our last prayer topic, that Lord, silence every enemy that has targeted us in the name of Jesus. Silence every enemy in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are for us. Therefore, nobody can lift a finger even against us. Therefore, Lord, go ahead and silence by your power every enemy. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Jesus, silence every enemy in the name of Jesus.
Not giving your life to Christ Jesus, I want to give you the opportunity to do so. In giving your life to Jesus and submitting yourself to his authority, you thereby establish a relationship back with our Father in heaven, and you get access to eternal life. And so if you have never given your life to Christ Jesus, or if it has been a rough road and you want to give your life, you rededicate your life back to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies upon my life. Today, I completely yield my life. I surrender my body, soul, and spirit to you. Be my Lord, be my Savior, be my King. From today, I choose to live to please you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you.
If you just gave your life to Christ today, contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unsaved and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.